What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devo, man, with Trusting Jesus Ministries, and we are doing Genesis. We're on chapter 32, verse 3 through 8. We had a little section where we found out that God is always with Jacob. It seems like everywhere we look, everywhere, or actually Jacob looks and sees, it is God or his messengers, his angels. And Jacob once again encountered him, said he saw him around. He had to change the place called Two Camps. We talked about how there was many different ways that the two camps could be considered. But what I believe it is him recognizing that where my camp is, God's camp is there as well, because he said he would be with me. And he's definitely going to need him, because he's about to get into a situation. And I think that's one of the reasons why the writer placed this scene in the scriptures, is because we got to recognize that Jacob knows God is with him, and so he calls upon him. Anyway, if you haven't checked it out, 32, 3 through 8, check it out, see what it has to say, because we about to meet Esau. We about to go and encounter his brother, estranged for 20 years after doing him dirty. What's going to happen, man? Let's find out. If you haven't read it, stop the tape, check it out, see what it has to say. If you have, let's go and jump into it, man. What's the writing say? Well, it says that Jacob called some messengers, or called his servants, his messengers, and told them to go and talk to Esau because they were in his land. They actually bring up these three words, which kind of depict who Esau is and the events that occurred in Jacob and Esau's life together, man. And so the writer does this to bring back the stress of what this weight of Jacob is on his shoulders, and the pain or the scaredness, the fear that he'd have because of the things that occurred with him. It's it's very, very difficult situation for Jacob, for what he did to his brother and how he treated him. And so the writer uses these words. He uses Seir, Sedah, and Edom. And those things remind us of what he did. His hair, he's hairy, Seir. And that could be the reminder of the hairiness that he put on whenever he had to steal the blessing. And we got Sedah is what he does, who he is, and thinking about maybe when he, you know, usurped him in the womb. And then Edom is the red stuff that he asked for, that he wanted to eat to give up his birthright. So it's the three things that Jacob has done against his brother. But anyway, he tells his servants to go and do this thing. Tell him about who he is, what he's done. He says, and he addresses Esau as Lord, and he addresses himself as his servant in deference and honor. And he says, man, I'm bringing all these gifts to you, man, for this place. And then after that, because he talks to him about all the things that he's done and all the things that he has, who he's been with, and how he's gained these riches from him. And then as he does that, he says they're a gift. There's something that are for Esau. And he says, I hope that you find favor with me, or that you kind of like you forgive me, but find favor in him. And they said that the soldiers come back, or the servants come back, and they're like, yeah, Esau coming, bro, but he got 400 men strong, dog. He's like, he got 400 men with him coming behind him, man. So he about to meet you. And so Jacob gets scared. He worried a bit. I mean, 400 men just to meet his brother. I don't know what's all that about, you know what I mean? Because why would you need that many people if you're coming in peace? It looked like he coming to fight. He coming to battle, coming to take revenge and do what he said he was going to do, that he would surely kill his brother when the days of mourning his father are gone. But Jacob, he ain't going to lie down, but he still wants to be smart about the situation. He says he splits up the camp, splits up his group and the animals and the people in it into two groups. And then he says that if Esau strikes one, then hopefully the other one will go free. The other one will escape. because Jacob still, you know, he's a reasonable person. He's smart. He's not one who is just going to lie down in this situation, regardless of his fear. He's not going to let fear paralyze him. So I think that's a wise move on his behalf. Because sometimes we allow that to happen. I'm jumping into some of the application or the man and God. So, but yeah, that's what's going on, man, is that he sent these people and then the people come back and tell him Esau's coming with 400 men, man. And so he gets scared. He splits the camp up and he's making sure he's going to protect his family because he fears that Esau might strike or attack one of them. So what does this say about God, man? It's very difficult to see where God is in this passage. We didn't cover a swath of things because I wanted to speak specifically on what happens next, because it's powerful, it's good, and this here is in itself enough to be able to speak on. But yeah, it's difficult to see God in this situation. But I'm going to say that God is sovereign, obviously, and he's faithful. I'm going to say that those things occur because he's going home. And so I'm still staying in the context of what is occurring right here, is that God is allowing Jacob to go home. He is allowing him to go back to his land. And that's the thing that he said he would do, is that he would do that. And he also said he was going to be with him. And I know that's in the last episode we talked about, a couple of verses ahead, but I think still plays significance to time today, because now he is being confronted with his brother and he's worried. But it's got to be in the back of his head that God is going to be with him because of what he saw previously when the angels of God were just chilling around him in another camp. And so he already named that place. We had a difficult time with this last night, but it's Mahanaim, two camps. And so we already know he has that on his mind. And so God is with us. I think that that's fair to say. What is this saying about man? I think it's good for us to seek reconciliation when offending someone else. Now, we could just chalk it off as saying he's trying to pass through the land of the place of the person that he is did wrong to. But I think there's more at stake there, is because he's talking about trying to find favor in his eyes by giving these gifts and these things. And plus, we've seen the character change that has come over Jacob as he's become more of a man of integrity, even though he has been deceived and he has been duped in many different cases where someone is trying to do wrong to him. So I think we see a character change in him. And because of that, is he's trying to find reconciliation. He's trying to seek forgiveness from his brother for the wrongs that he's achieved. And then I think something important about man that is just on a side note is keep our heads. When situations get tough and crazy, keep our heads. God has blessed us with a brain that can comprehend and think and find solutions in situations. That's not to the neglect of going to God in every situation, but it does show that he has given us a tool that we can use as long as when we glorify his name and understanding that it came from him, that we can use to help. Because, man, don't just sit there in fear. Don't be paralyzed in fear. Allow your brain to do the things it knows to do to get an answer for a situation. That's why he split the camp up, man. He wanted to protect his family. And so he does what he needs to do to protect his family. Well, how can we apply these truths to our lives, man? I think that if we find or know or have somebody that we've offended, go and make amends. Set things right. We are supposed to be reconcilers. That's what Paul says in Corinthians. Now, he's talking about reconciling the world to Christ. But in reconciling the world to Christ comes the forgiveness of sins, but also becomes ones who act in the same capacity as Christ has acted for them in forgiveness. See, we go and we ask for forgiveness and find it in the person of Christ. And so whenever we are living our lives, we need to be those same type of people who show the mercy of God in forgiving others when they have offended us, but also that we would go to someone and show that our character has changed, that we are people of integrity to say, this is what I've done in the past. I am no longer like this. So forgive me for being like this to you at that time. And then at what cost are you looking to find this reconciliation? Because, man, Jacob, he could be giving up a lot. He could be giving up a lot. Well, I appreciate you guys for listening, man. And I will see you guys in the next episode as we go on to see what Jacob does as his next response to the situation. Now, I know it was probably his first response in mind, but he had to get things done first. His first response was to get that family set in order so they don't die if the case comes. And second, we're going to see what he does, and this is going to be cool. Appreciate you guys for listening. I'll see you in the next one.